vax clinics at the Springfield Museums, gas prices, smoke alarms, a sobriety checkpoint, local paving, reels across America for Veterans Day, and Mark Auerbach's Arts Beat Report. If it's going on in Western Mass, it's going on Pioneer Valley Radio.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
And it's Tuesday, November 9, 2021. Are you getting used to the darkness at 5 p.m.? I'm not. I never am. No matter, the weather is still on the mild side, and here is the next 24 hours of it. Mostly sunny and mild for today, a high between 60 and 64 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, mild, a low of 36.42, extra quilt weather. Today at 4 p.m. at the YMCA North End Outreach Center, 1772 Dwight Street, Mayor Sarno will join with officials from Comcast and YMCA of Greater Springfield for a special announcement of the Lift Zone Opportunity Fund grant at the YMCA North End Outreach Center. And once again, that's at 1772 Dwight, and that is today at 4 p.m. According to the Belchertown Police Department, MassDOT began paving on Route 202 in the area of State Street and Maple Street yesterday, and this will continue right on through tomorrow, Wednesday, which may lead to significant delays in traffic. Drivers may see delays on Route 202 in Belchertown as crews pave the roadway. Today on the Arts Beat, Mark Auerbach covers the Bushnell, Barrington Stage, Theater Works, and other theatrical venues in the city. Mark?
Brad, Julianne Boyd, the founder and artistic director of Barrington Stage Company, has plans to retire at the end of next season. Boyd founded Barrington Stage in 1995, with the company originally performing in a high school in Sheffield, Massachusetts. In 2004, the theater achieved national recognition for the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee musical, which originally workshopped and premiered at that high school, as well as a critically acclaimed production of Follies staged in the auditorium. The following year, Boyd led the company to purchase a dilapidated old vaudeville house in downtown Pittsfield, 45 minutes north of Sheffield. After a year of renovations, Barrington Stage opened the venue as a state-of-the-art theater, where such hits as On the Town, The Pirates of Penzance, the world premiere of American Son, Company starring Aaron Tveit, West Side Story, and the recent world premiere of A Crossing have played. Under Boyd's leadership, Barrington Stage has produced 41 world premieres, 17 of which have moved on to New York or major regional theater productions, including 3 on Broadway and 10 off Broadway. For details, barringtonstageco.org. The UMass Fine Arts Center will now honor its past. The main stage has been renamed in honor of Frederick C. Tillis, who shaped the cultural and musical landscape at UMass Amherst, the Pioneer Valley, and beyond. The concert hall is now the Frederick C. Tillis Performance Hall. The Fine Arts Center building also has a new name, the Randolph W. Bromery Center for the Arts, honoring the university's first black chancellor, who, along with Tillis, reshaped the role of the arts at UMass and in Western Massachusetts. For details, fineartscenter.com. Christopher Ladd, the internationally renowned classical guitarist, perform in recital November 13th at the Old Chapel on the UMass Amherst campus under the auspices of the Fine Arts Center. And he also plans to conduct a masterclass on November 14th. Ladd comes to Amherst as part of the guitar series, bringing the rich harmonic beauty of classical guitar to a broader audience, presenting some of the leading exponents of the instrument and a new generation of talented guitarists, including some for our region. For tickets, fineartscenter.com. Also at the Fine Arts Center, Christian Sands, one of the most exciting young jazz musicians, and the UMass Fine Arts Center's Billy Taylor Jazz Artist in Residence, performs November 15th at the newly renamed Randolph W. Bromery Center for the Fine Arts Concert Hall. Sands performs music from his new album, Be Water. For details, fineartcenter.com. Talking with Ted Lang from The Love Boat, that is. Lang, who is starring in TheaterWorks Hartford's upcoming Christmas on the Rocks, will headline the TheaterWorks benefit November 19th. Proceeds benefit TheaterWorks Hartford's upcoming season. For details, twhartford.org. And Neil Berg's 50 Years of Rock and Roll comes to UConn's Jorgensen Center for the Performing Arts November 13th. The concert is a high-octane history of the music that changed America over a half century and plays tribute to such rock music legends as Chuck Berry, Little Richard, Elvis, Ray Charles, Buddy Holly, Bob Dylan, Frankie Valli, The Beatles, Beach Boys, and more. For tickets for that, jorgensen.ucon.edu. And Broadway returns to the area. The Band's Visit, win of 10 Tony Awards, including Best Musicals, back on tour, with long-awaited performances at Worcester's Hanover Theater for the Performing Arts, November 11th through 14th, and then in Hartford at the Bushnell, November 16th through 21. The Band's Visit's one of those four musicals in Broadway history to win the unofficial Big Six Tony Awards, Best Musical, Best Book, Best Score, Best Actor in a Musical, Best Actress in a Musical, and Best Direction of a Musical. It's based on a film by the same name. It's the story of a band of musicians who end up in a town way off the beaten track. For tickets in Hartford, Bushnell.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
And Mark will be with us again tomorrow with a review of the Hartford Symphony. The City of Springfield Department of Public Works would like to notify residents that they will be collecting trash, recycling, and yard waste on Veterans Day, which is Thursday the 11th. So please make sure that you have your barrels and yard waste at your curb prior to 6 a.m. Additionally, the DPW would like to remind those who are interested in plowing for the city that the final day to get the additional incentive pay of $8 per hour for snow plowing contractors will be Friday the 12th. Applications will continue to be accepted after that date, but they will not receive the additional incentive pay of $8 per hour. If you'd like more information on DPW Solid Waste Collection Days, you can call the city's 311 call center, and that's 413-736-3111. The Springfield Museums will host Commonwealth of Massachusetts Pediatric Pfizer COVID-19 Vaccination Clinics the weekends of November 13th through the 14th and November 20th through the 21st. With second dose clinics December 4th through 5th, December 11th through 12th. Now the clinics will be open on those days from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturdays and 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sundays. Pre-registration is available with walk-in welcome. The vaccination is free. Many vaccination clinics, including the one at the Springfield Museums, will offer low sensory vaccination for children with disabilities. Patients who prefer to have their child vaccinated by their primary care provider should call their provider's office directly. You can visit the VaxFinder tool at vaxfinder.mass.gov for a full list of hundreds of available locations. For individuals who are unable to use VaxFinder or have difficulty accessing the internet, the COVID-19 Vaccine Resource Line, Monday through Friday, from 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., is available by calling 211. It's a tired refrain, but gas prices are up again, averaging $3.34 per gallon. Cheapest price for a gallon of gas in Springfield is $3.14 per gallon. The most expensive, $3.59 per gallon. Now, this compares to nearby areas. Worcester is currently $3.38 a gallon. Connecticut is $3.54 a gallon. And Hartford, $3.48 a gallon. The national average price of gas has risen some 1.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.41 a gallon on Monday. The national average, that's up 15.1 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands at $1.31 higher than 1 year ago. Slow down and don't text or drink and drive, because the state police are watching. they're alerting drivers in Western Mass of an upcoming sobriety checkpoint Saturday the 13th. Mass State Police Superintendent Colonel Christopher S. Mason indicates that the checkpoint will take place somewhere in Hampden County on Saturday and will continue into Sunday. Checkpoint, of course, will be operated during varied hours and the selection of cars will not be random. This is to educate drivers and raise public's awareness for finding and removing drivers who operate under the influence of alcohol and drugs. Seniors who may need help testing, maintaining, or replacing smoke alarms can contact their local fire department or senior center for assistance. The fire department is also urging residents to replace batteries and smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. If your device has sealed-in batteries, remove any debris and check to confirm that they're functioning properly. Have working smoke alarms on every level of your home, outside bedrooms, at the top of open stairs, and at the base of cellar stairs. Maintain smoke alarms. Test them once a month. If the alarm uses regular batteries, change them at least once a year. An easy way to remember is to change the batteries when you change your clocks. A chirping sound indicates that it's time to change the batteries. Smoke alarms must be replaced every 10 years. Alarms are labeled with their date of manufacture, and if there's no label, they are older than 10 years and must be replaced. Finally, on December 18th, 2021, at 10 a.m., Wreaths Across America will be at Massachusetts Veterans Memorial Cemetery to remember and honor our veterans through the laying of remembrance wreaths on the graves of our country's fallen heroes and the act of saying the name of each and every veteran aloud. The wreath laying will be open to the public. There's no sign up to volunteer. Parking will be off-site at Six Flags New England, 1623 Main Street, Agawam. Shuttle buses will be provided. They want to thank you so much for supporting Massachusetts Veterans Memorial Cemeteries and Wreaths Across America. Well, I'd like to thank you for being with us for our program today, and I hope you're around tomorrow, Wednesday, when our show goes up online and is available at 6 a.m. and you can hear it anytime you want on demand at Pioneer Valley Radio. And thank you. I hope you're with us on Wednesday's program because Mark Auerbach will be back with a review of the Hartford Symphony, as I mentioned earlier. So take care. Be well. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2021.
All rights reserved.